A storage area for grain or for wine. You're allowed to take half from that oitzer. We don't say it's muktzeh because you put it in the storage area. But you should not start it off on Shabbos unless you're doing it for dvar mitzvah. What's an example of a mitzvah? A goyim should be near lachnas esalchem. He needs that area for bringing guests or the kovbeis medrash to give a shir over there. A case of a fanoi, how does he remove all these jugs or barrels away so the people can sit there? If a yoytzer god mufanu mena chamish kupis, so a kol kupa gimel soim. If it's a big yoytzer, you're allowed to remove five containers. That each container is the size of three soim. That's the maximum you're allowed to do. How you buy ela chamish kupis? This is some total of five kupas, and mefana mehem arba kupas. Abakula lo yifana shem yovelashes kupas. Should never remove all the kupas, because if it remains empty without anything on it, we're concerned, oh, you're going to see the whole floor, and try to smooth out the floor. We're talking about dirt floor. It is the amor of Hoshvus, Shetirim Yishom Tzorech Mitzvah, Mutagamkin Litzorech Ochim. Any derabon we permit for mitzvah, we permit for guests. Lamikroichem elo, Shinizacho esla bebayis. And a reich means someone that's staying by your home. Mashuzim ochem shenisachu etzalacherim, or you're inviting somebody else as also a guest. Now, somebody that doesn't have his own home in this area and needs places to eat, that's considered a reich. Mashuzim echaveh. This letzlo in the mikra ochem, and it's a mitzvah raksudas rishus. It's just two neighbors they decide to invite one another over. That is not considered a mitzvah, because each one can manage by themselves. They're just getting together to have a pleasant time together. That does not permit turning off a new oitzah.